Every 5 minutes, someone dies while waiting for a compatible donor heart, liver, or kidney. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists strive to engineer an animal with human-compatible organs, thereby saving millions of lives. But these ancestors are not the docile herd animals they envision. Instead, the project spawns something big, something evil, something hungry. Ancestor by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler is available for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode of the Sheridan Tapes was brought to you by our supporters on Patreon. Shirley Casperson, Virginia Spots, Jesse Steele, Sam Taylor, Mike and Don Van Winkle, Neil Covert, Aries Jimenez, Holly Harmon, Accursed, Ollie Vasilevska, Kai Cook, Sophia Stashevich, Hyde, Victoria Ann Farber, and Cynthia Haribo. If you'd like to support the show as well, then please go to patreon.com/homesteadcorner. For as little as $1 a month, you get early access to all new episodes, a special patron-only podcast, and exclusive behind-the-scenes content.
What makes a person who they are? Fundamentally, I mean. Is it physical? Mental? Spiritual? Or something else that no one's even begun to guess at yet? I know I'm not the first person to ask that question. We've been theorizing on it since we had the words to do so. But cliche as it may be, I'll ask again. What makes me, me? What makes Anna Sheridan, Anna Sheridan? Ability? Talent? I don't think so. She's hardly the first person to ever sit down and write a scary story. Not even the first writer to lose their grasp on where the fiction ends and real life begins. Arthur Conan Doyle tried his hand at criminal deduction on more than one occasion. You know, when he wasn't attending seances and debating spiritualism with Harry Houdini. That all happened, by the way. Look it up. So if not ability, then what does define Anna K. Sheridan? The work? The accomplishments? The awards? No. Even colder. Without her books, she's still the same Anna. Maybe not the version the rest of the world got to see, but still the same, when you get right down to it. The friendships, then. The relationships. Ah. Now that's getting closer. Much closer. But still no cigar. Go back 15 years, back when it was just her, the van, and a few ghost stories, and she's still Anna goddamn Sheridan, through and through. It was all already there. Even if some parts of her were hidden, even from herself. So not her abilities, then. Not her work, or her accomplishments, or her friendships, or her lovers, or her family. So what's left? A name? That's hardly unique either. A rose by any other name would... etc., etc. And she's gone by more than a few in her time. Anna. Amy. Even A.L. Sheridan, that one time she listened to a publicist about a century behind the times. So it seems like that only leaves us with memories. It's fitting that someone who lives such a storied life should be reduced to nothing but stories. Sometimes it even seems like that's what she wanted, recording her own life like it might slip away from her at any moment. Huh. I guess it kind of did, in the end. But that's not quite true either. I mean, if someone looked like her, sounded like her, and knew every thought she'd ever had, every memory and fantasy and fleeting hope that ever passed through her mind, would they be the same person? I mean, the rest of the world might think so. But what about the person who replaced her? What about that other Anna? Would they ever be able to forget who, what they were before? could they ever really become her? Or would they forever be stuck between who they are and who they want to become? A halfway person, never able to be whole. How long does it take for the mask to become more familiar than the face behind it? Well then, I guess it's time to find out.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Tape rolling?
Yeah, looks like it. Any luck with that thing?
Not really. Tried to follow in his old blueprints, but hardware was never my strong suit.
So you don't think it'll pick up the echo signal?
Oh, it'll pick up its signal, all right. It'll just pick up everything else in a 3-mile radius, too.
So, pretty much useless then, huh?
And what are you bringing to the table, Detective Bailey? A gun you're not going to use? Your razor-sharp deductive wit?
Okay, I get the point. Look, is everything okay?
What?
It's just, you've been acting kind of strange since...
You've known me for less than a week. I don't think you have enough of a baseline to tell when I'm acting strange.
No, I'm serious. Ever since we left the station,
You mean since you stumbled back into your office bleeding and rambling about the thing wearing my girlfriend's face? Yeah, I don't know why I'd be acting weird. Complete mystery to me.
All right, fine. But still...
But nothing. We're here. We deal with this thing, and as soon as we're done with that, we never see each other again. Sound good to you?
Yeah. Come on, let's go.
Wait a minute.
What is it now?
Something's not right here.
Please tell me you're not having premonitions or something. Wait, is that actually a thing?
No, you idiot. Don't you feel it?
Feel what?
A slight movement in the air. Like it's vibrating or twitching, maybe? And an odd taste, too,
like licking an old penny.
Copper. I was going to say it tastes like blood, but yeah, penny works too.
What is it?
I'm not sure. I've felt it before, though. It's subtle, but once you notice it, you can't really ignore it again.
Do you think it's the echo?
No. Not just the echo. Doesn't feel like it, somehow. More like... Sam?
What?
Was that door like that the last time you were here?
Like... Oh. No, definitely not.
It looks... what, medieval?
Gothic Revival, more like. What? I took a few architecture classes in college.
Of course you did. So, not supposed to be here?
No, definitely not supposed to be here.
I don't suppose there's another way in?
I'm pretty sure there's another door around the back. Come on. Come on.
Look, are you sure they didn't just change them out since you were here last?
No, I'm sure they didn't. Here, keep an eye on it. I'm gonna check the front again.
What will that do?
Just trust me, okay? Is it still the same?
Yeah, why?
The front door's back to normal.
What?
When did it...
Oh, wait!
Why? What are you... Sam? Why are you staring at...
Because I think that if one of us doesn't keep our eyes on that door, it will change back.
Oh, that makes sense, I guess.
Come on, let's get inside before it changes again. Hello? Anyone here?
Nobody home, I guess. Jeez, it doesn't look like anyone's been in here in weeks. The receptionist desk is a total mess.
That's weird. Yet it's spotless the last time I was here.
Guess they've really let themselves go. These curtains look like they haven't been cleaned.
Wait, don't touch that.
Ah, Jesus, Bailey, what was that?
Those aren't curtains.
What?
The lobby didn't have curtains. Not when I was here.
Then, what are these?
They're, just, look a little closer.
What the? It looks like there's something stuck in it. Lots of somethings. They kind of look like...
Flies. Dead, desiccated flies.
Oh, God.
Come into my parlor, said the spider to them.
Oh, God, I think we're gonna be sick.
You're not alone. Oh, God, what kind of spider could...
Sam? I don't think that's the worst part.
What do you mean?
What time was it when we got here?
About 5:30 or so, why?
Look through the blinds.
It's pitch black out there. I can't even see the moon. Wasn't it supposed to be full tonight?
Yeah, but even if it wasn't, shouldn't we be able to see the streetlights from here?
Oh, shit.
We need to get out of here now. It's locked.
How can it be locked?
Oh, wake up, Sam. You still think we're in the real halfway house?
Oh, God.
Can you see anything?
No, the hallway's too dark. I think there's a light switch on the far wall if I could just... Ah!
What?
I just saw a leg. It's right there.
Shit. Get back.
What are you... Maria?
Hold on. Just one more. Come on.
What?
Sam? They're staring at us.
Yeah, I noticed.
I think they want you to put your gun away.
What? Right. Sorry, everyone. Just a false alarm. Please go about your... Maria, do you have any idea what's...
Not a clue. It looks closer to normal, though.
Depends on your definition of normal. Do you think they're actual people, or...
Not likely, but your guess is as good as mine right now.
What's going on with the windows now?
I don't know. It looks like it's the middle of the day now? Ugh, my eyes haven't adjusted yet. Can you...
Yeah, sure.
Wait, are those seriously aviators?
First day of work present from Bill. He gives them to everyone in the office, even though he's the only one who can really pull them off.
Why do you still have them, then?
They're the only sunglasses I have. Maria, it's not the middle of the day.
What do you mean?
It's not day out there. It's not anything out there. It's just...
What? Let me see.
What the hell?
I think we'd better get out of here.
Yeah.
Do you think that'll hold it?
I don't know. Maybe, but we need to find another way out of here. Now, come on, let's try for the back door.
Do you think you can find it?
Maybe. If this was the real house, it would be... This way, come on. Down here, it's just...
What the hell is that? Sam? Sam, snap out of it. We need to go.
Can't believe I forgot how beautiful it was.
Sam!
Oh, what was that for?
Sorry, you looked like you were about to go in there. What was that?
I'm not sure, actually. I think it was supposed to be Agate Shore. What happened to that noise?
I don't know. I think it cut off when the door opened. Let's get out of here.
Yeah, I think the way out is...
What is it?
This is her room.
What? You're sure?
Absolutely. She's here.
What? Are you having a premonition now?
Do you taste copper anymore?
No. I don't.
Become more familiar than the face behind it. Well then, I guess it's time to find out. Come in!
Well, well, detective. This is a pleasant surprise. Maria! What are you doing here?
You know exactly what I'm doing here.
I really don't. What's going on, detective?
Miss Sheridan, I just have a couple of questions for...
Don't you look away from me.
Maria?
Don't pretend you don't know exactly what's going on here.
Maria, please don't.
No. look me in the eyes right now and tell me, who are you?
I'm Anna.
Don't lie to me. Who are you? Who are you to me?
Maria, I'm the woman who loved you, who loves you. And I'm sorry I left the way I did, but it had to be this way. I know you probably can't accept that, but it's the truth. I just hope you can find a way to forgive me.
Wrong.
Maria, don't you...
Well, it was worth a shot at least. Can't fault a girl for trying. What did I get wrong, out of curiosity?
Anna didn't leave me. I left her before, you know.
Ah, that would do it, I suppose. Though that one was a flip of the coin, to be honest.
Maria, you can't do this. I know you can't. It isn't you.
And how would you know, huh?
Because you're not a killer. I know you're not.
Oh, and I guess you're an expert on that subject, huh? Tell me, killed many people in your time?
What are you...
You're not going to kill me, Maria. Trust me. I know how this ends.
God, is everyone psychic today?
No. Not psychic. Just well prepared, that's all. One more thing I learned from Anna. Tell me, Maria. How's Alice?
She... How do you know about her?
Who's Alice?
Miss Soul's roommate. Currently taking care of their apartment in Bakersfield all by her lonesome.
What have you done to her?
Me? Nothing. She's fine. How about you give her a call, Check up on her.
Look, whatever you're trying to do it...
Call her!
Alice, are you okay?
Jeez, no need to yell. I'm fine. I just got back from the store.
Is everything all right? Nothing weird going on around the apartment?
Why are you asking me?
Because I'm not there?
Sorry. Yes, you are.
What?
Maria, I know you like a good joke, but this is a bit much. I'm literally standing in the kitchen right now. Only you could leave this much of a mess.
Alice, I'm still in Nevada.
No, you're not. I heard you come in last night. I mean, I haven't seen you all day, but that's not exactly unusual, is it?
Alice, listen to me. This is important. Do you think I'm still in my room?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure you are. Look, this isn't one of those things you and Anna used to talk about.
Alice, get out of there. Get as far away from there as you can and... Hello? Hello?
Oh. You must have lost signal. It's terribly unreliable in this old building.
You complete and utter...
Sticks and stones may break my bones, but guns will never stop me. Go ahead. Pull that trigger. See what happens to poor little Alice Kearns. I dare you.
What's going on here?
Oh, pay attention, detective. Maria's roommate. She's my dead man's switch. She shoots me, and my counterpart in Bakersfield comes out of her room and strangles the life from poor Alice before anyone could possibly help her. Mind you, it's not a perfect copy of Maria. I had to fudge a few details and keep her out of sight until she was needed. But
if you hurt her...
You'll what? Shoot me? You know that will only be a momentary inconvenience at best. One that will land you both in prison in very short order. Might even be worth the trouble, if just to take you off the board for a little while.
Well, maybe I just don't want to see you wearing Anna's face anymore. You think of that?
You don't need to try and impress me, Maria. I know exactly what you're capable of. Here.
So you're really it then? The Echo?
The one of many. Pleased to meet you at last, Detective. Properly, I mean.
You know we're not going to let you get away with this, right?
Who's we? You and Maria? The police department? What exactly do you have that you can charge me with?
Identity theft. Either forgery or burglary of Anna Sheridan's ID. And now, attempted assault.
I haven't attempted anything. If something happens to Miss Carnes, well, the blame would fall on Maria, wouldn't it?
Not if we have your whole confession on tape, it wouldn't. Oh, wait. Whoops. Looks like we do.
And you really think I didn't know that? You try to use that thing, and I'll burn it over with enough terrible voices to drive the listener mad.
You can't do that, can you?
You already know I can. Or how else do you think my voice ended up on one of Anna's blank tapes?
Thing, whatever you put, it's all true, all of it. And I'm alive. No matter what anyone says, I'm alive, and I need help.
I knew that would get your attention.
That was you?
You crashed your car less than a mile from here. Close enough for me to leave you that little Easter egg. Lure you in.
And the call to my house? I'm guessing that was you too?
What call?
The one right before I ran into DeWitt, after you knocked on my door?
Nope. Not ringing any bells.
But if that wasn't you...
Look, Detective, right now the only thing that matters is what you're going to do next. Shoot me, arrest me, and you have an innocent person's blood on your hands. Alternatively, you can both walk away. Forget this ever happened and bury the tape with all the rest of Anna's old recordings. Move on.
What, so you can create more doppelgangers? Replace more people?
Maybe. Maybe I'm done with that. Maybe the other Maria's just insurance. Want to find out? Just try me.
I...
Come on, Sam, let's just go. She beat us.
Au revoir, Detective. Maria, I think you'll find the exits where it's supposed to be now. I'll be seeing you both soon enough.
Sam, what are you...
You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can be used against you.
What? Sam, don't...
You warned Alice, right? She had a chance to run?
She... Well, yes, I guess she did, but...
Then I'm not letting this happen. Not again. It stops here and now.
Sam, you can't do this!
Yes, I can, and I will. So stay out of my way, or I'll arrest you for obstruction. Understood?
Sam, it's... Yeah, I understand.
Anything you say could be used against you in court. You have the right to talk to a lawyer for advice before we ask you any questions.
The Sheridan Tapes, Episode 22, Such a Place as This, starring Erin Neely Chaconis as Anna Sheridan, Amitola Lomas as Maria Soul, Liz Hull as Alice Kearns, and Trevor Van Winkle as Sam Bailey, with original music by Jesse Hagen. Written and produced by Trevor Van Winkle and made possible by our supporters at patreon.com/homesteadcorner. Visit thesheridantapes.com to view additional content, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, and connect with us on Twitter and Instagram at Trevor_VW. New episodes are released every Friday at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on all podcasting platforms. I'm Trevor Van Winkle, this is Homestead on the Corner, and you're listening to
The Sheridan Tapes.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make season two even more memorable together.